Tim Walberg, our congressman from the Jackson area, is one of those they think is not in trouble. Tim, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you. Good start of a new week.
Well, we brought you back on because we didn't have enough time for you to finish some thoughts about some things we were talking about, but it's got to be a little comforting that someone out there thinks that you got a pretty good shot of keeping your job.
Well, it's nice to hear, but I guess it's the voter that we're concerned about, whether they think I have a problem or not, and that takes place in August 1st. On the first event is on August the 7th, and then we come to November 6th following that, hopefully, and another, I guess you'd say, positive evaluation from the voter.
All right. What have you not had a chance to accomplish yet that you need another term, you think, to get done?
Well, we've gone a long way from our original roots of what this country based its success upon, and really it's only such a short period of time when you think of the length of major powers in the world over the course of history. 236 years isn't all that long. And our success came as a result of having limited government power, maximum private sector power, specifically with the individual, and the opportunity to succeed and experience that American dream by doing responsible things and achieving and sometimes failing in an attempt, but then being able to get up and go on. I think we need to move that direction again, back to the main path instead of the rabbit trails we've gotten off, where government has gotten too big, too expensive, too intrusive, and too complex. And I think there's a lot left to be done there, including repealing Obamacare, stopping this tax cliff that, if anybody's in your listening audience has read the Wall Street Journal article today with Art Laffer, writing about what is going to take place as a result not only of Obamacare, if it's implemented, but also the loss of the so-called Bush tax cuts and the impact upon the economy.
You voted to repeal Obamacare. Is there a way to get access to most people, or if not all the people in America, to health insurance? Is there a way to do that?
I think there is a way, and I think we've had that way in the past, and we've gotten away from it by putting all sorts of restrictions and additional regulations that go beyond rationality and add cost to the whole medical industry, and including the frivolous lawsuit issue. When we have doctors practicing what do you call it, preventive medicine, in the sense of preventing lawsuits against themselves, pharmaceuticals doing the same thing, the cost adds up, and it's the little guy, you and me, that end up having to pay for it. And then when people have tough economic times and don't have a job that provides insurance, or they can't provide insurance for themselves, we get real problems. Let's grow an economy. It's always been said if a person has a job, that's the first and best way to have insurance for oneself. And that gives a choice and an opportunity. But, you know, as I mentioned, I think last Friday when we talked, just some key principles in expanding competition and variety of our health care and keeping it away from just a few deciding what it's going to be for the rest of us. I think that encourages things. But when government can't supply adequate Social Security, adequate Medicare protections, why would we want to give them our entire health care system and say everybody's going to be insured regardless of what situation they're in or whether they need it or not, and then we expect to have the taxpayer pay for all of that? I think we've got a problem coming. So there are some good points of Obamacare that we, I think, can take care of in a private sector way. And I look forward to that opportunity next term to go back and do that.
All right, if you look at the latest polls, and I know it's early, but if you look at the latest polls, President Obama's going to win re-election, the Republicans are going to hold the House, and the Democrats are going to hold the Senate. So we're going to have another 4 years of same old, right?
I hope not. I hope not. And again, I don't think the polls are saying it that clearly. I think they're saying it's going to be a barn burner, that it'll be very close. You know, when you have a president right now that has regular polls showing him dead even with Mitt Romney, as opposed to being strongly ahead, that's a challenge for him. It comes down to who gets to the polls, whether it's whether the elections are run securely, safely, and honestly. And I think that's, again, up to the American voter to decide. The question comes, an old question that says, are you better off this year than you were 4 years ago? I think most people say no. And with the same policies in place, what all of the studies are showing, if we don't do some changing relatively quick, it's going to get worse in the next 4 years. And do you want to take a chance on someone who's never built a business, never had a job in the private sector, versus someone who has had a job in the private sector and has built businesses, has felt failure as well as success, understands that process, and has shown it even as an executive of a very liberal state, Massachusetts. I think the voter, when they get right down to that, will decide we've given this this administration a chance. What they said would bring hope and change has brought certainly less than that. And it's time to go back on the path again.
All right. Thanks, Congressman.